It's Wednesday, May the 27th, and you're tuned in to the Chanopy Podcast. I'm Vince.
Oh, did the microphone pick up my neck cracking?
I don't know.
Oh, that was a bad one. I'm Anthony.
Okay. And this is the Geek Chic Culture Show. We talk about all the cool things in the whole wide world.
Still.
Yeah, that's us. It's hot. Yo, summer's here.
Not down here. Not in the basement, baby. It is a cool 4 degrees down here.
Yes, it is. It is. Please put on a sweater temperature weather.
It's nice.
This is
icy.
This is my abode. No, we got a heat wave, but yeah, it's been weird because like I could have swore a week and a half ago there was snow.
There was. You're right. I think it was a week and a half or 2 weeks ago there was snow.
And this week has been, please stay inside.
Because it's too fucking hot. Because
there is a heat warning, and there's no clouds in the sky.
We do not have four seasons anymore, Vince.
No, we do. We just have them all at once.
I guess.
Oh, you mean to say there's no spring?
There's no spring. There's no fall. It's just here's winter and here is summer. We don't have separations anymore.
Yeah, I guess you're right.
And even our winter is like, I still remember, that's the one thing. It's like, you know when people talk about candy and they're like, yo, when I was a kid, these candies were huge. And then people are like, no, you just got bigger. Whatever. But they actually got smaller.
Yeah.
Like, when I was a kid, I remember hella snow.
Yeah.
And like at least 3 to 4 snow days per year.
Yeah.
And now it's just rain. It's just rain. And then like one day it snows. And then you get one big snowstorm. And then it rains it all away the next day. And you're like, cool.
Does that make you sad?
Yes. Because I like snow. I like reasonable changes in weather.
I don't like the snow unless I'm doing something with it. So I don't mind.
But you can't do something with it if it's not there.
Who went snowboarding? Not you, it was me.
If you had that fake ass snow, you had that pleb snow.
Did I still not use the snow?
You didn't. You used fake snow.
No, it was half fake, half real.
Okay.
You know?
All right.
Did I not bolt snow tires onto my car?
I didn't.
What a fucking waste.
I've never done it.
That's your problem. That's your problem.
All I'm saying is I've saved on snow tire money.
Oh, have you?
Yeah.
All right. Remind me not to get into your death trap earlier.
It's front wheel drive. It's fine.
Uh-huh.
I got the engine weighing me down, baby.
Uh-huh. Okay. Whatever you say. Yeah. It's hot.
It is hot. It's too hot.
But the good news is we're still on kind of technically stay inside rules. Like the world is?
No, starting tomorrow, the heat wave is over, I believe.
Yes.
And I want to do stuff. And the Ontario minister, or not minister, governor, I don't know what they're called here. What is it? What is the head of Ontario called? What's his position?
The prime minister?
No, it's not is it the prime minister of Ontario?
Oh, the premier.
The premier of Ontario, that's the one.
Oh, Doug.
Yeah, he's all like, hey man, I know we said the 29th, but also, fuck you, 10 more days. And it's like, oh my god.
Oh, I thought I said the 2nd.
It's delayed until June 9th now.
Oh, that's where our state of a pandemic?
As they keep pushing it and pushing it and pushing it. I was talking to my friends, and part of me is just like, I think I'm becoming a conspiracy theorist. like this is the government's idea. They're just releasing fake stats to keep the masses at bay. And they're trying to test the waters to see how much they can control people, man. And it's not, I'm not saying that because I believe it. I'm saying that because I want to do something. And I'm using any excuse to just be like, fuck it. Who cares?
But you know, this past weekend, I don't know if you saw it, but all the people gathered everywhere.
Yeah, it was a Hyde Park was just like totally
fucking No. Packed. Hyde Park, they closed.
What park was it, though? Because there was a whole thing.
Trinity Bell,
yeah. And it was just packed with people.
Yeah, and it was like sardine packed. Like people were just shoulder to shoulder.
Yeah.
I thought, wow, what the hell? Why'd they all go I mean, I guess when you live in Toronto, there's only so many places you can go.
That's also like the other thing. It's like, have you ever heard of the theory to do with pigeon migration in the cities?
Go for it.
So if you live in a big city, York, Toronto, wherever, it's probably a thing that pigeons are a problem.
Yeah.
Right? Pigeon shit. Gathering everywhere, doing whatever.
Yeah.
But the thing is, in cities, pigeon populations would be less of an issue if storefronts didn't have anti-pigeon things, like the spikes on ledges so that they don't perch there, stuff like that. And the fact that people see, like, oh, pigeons are gathering here, so I need to do something to stop that, right? And then that's one less place for those pigeons to gather.
Mm.
Then the problem becomes even more severe somewhere else. And then they put up more and whatever. But if nobody had any of those precautions and just dealt with the occasional bird shit, it actually wouldn't be an issue.
Mm.
And, like, I wonder, I don't know, like, again, I'm not a fucking scientist. But it's like, at a certain point, if people aren't going to follow orders, is it better to have everyone crammed into one area like sardines, or is it better to open up a bunch of areas and they can go anyways, but then there's less people in each area and they're still distanced?
Yeah.
Right?
I don't know. I don't tell you. I went out for the weekend, and but I went to a provincial park, so I was well outside the city, and there was really nobody there.
Yeah, because it's a provincial park. Like, even when it's, like, normal, nobody's there, right? Which is sad. Like, don't get me wrong, because provincial parks are dope.
Which is crazy, because they're like, here's what's open. Golf courses and provincial parks. And no one's at the parks.
Yeah, everyone's like, golf courses, though.
They're like, guys, have you ever golfed before? Let's go.
Listen, I'm 45, but I'm going to hit PGA Pro soon, all right? My handicap's only +7.
So I saw so many people on my Instagram who could give two shits about golf, and I see them just driving like there's no tomorrow. And I'm like, what are you doing there?
Listen, I used to give a shit about golf.
Yeah.
I'm terrible at golf.
Yeah.
Driving ranges, though, dope as shit.
Listen, they weren't at driving ranges.
Oh, they were at the course.
Yes, they're at courses.
Did they just want to lose balls on purpose? I don't know.
But, like, it was insane. I was like, since when did all these people get into golf? But
when nothing else is open. That's like, I saw a meme today on my friend's Instagram. It's just like, government says to socially distance, and then people who've never jogged a day in their life and they're out jogging, like, doing whatever.
Yeah. I mean, that's true. You know what? Like, I have had to do a lot more evasive maneuvers during my runs.
Mm-hmm.
It's amazing how many people are in this neighborhood.
I've started doing just the power move of I stick to one side of the sidewalk and I do not move. Instead, I expect them to move.
So it depends. Are you walking on the right side or the left side?
I'm walking on the side with the road.
Okay.
Right? And then I'm like, you better walk on that person's lawn or we're getting close.
Yeah. Fair enough. I've been seeing that. And then I've been seeing I've definitely complained about this before on this very podcast. But you know, like when you're walking down like a pathway or whatever?
Yes.
And there's always a group of people who just decide, we're going to cover the middle.
Yeah, we're just going to, here's the group. We're going to go 4 wide.
I cannot believe people are still doing that.
You know what you got to do? Just head up, shoulder down, and just football through that shit.
Oh, so it happens now when I'm on my bike, and they just see me, and I'm like, well, whatever.
You better fucking move.
We're playing chicken, and I'm coming at you faster than you're coming at me.
Also, I'm on a bike.
Yeah, so I don't care anymore. You better leash that dog. But actually, I got a dog to chase me for like a kilometer yesterday.
Oh, really? Like a stray?
No, like from someone's lawn.
That's hilarious.
Like, she was just
chilling.
The dog was there. And I saw the dog. I'm like, oh, cool. There's a dog.
And then you made eye contact.
And then the dog needed to establish dominance. And then I saw the dog running at me. I'm like,
uh-oh.
He's probably going to stop. I was like, whatever. I'll just pedal faster. And then I look back like 10 seconds later. I'm like, he's still running.
He's still coming after me.
And then I could just faintly hear the owner being like, I don't know what the dog's name, but I just, it's just, come back. It's just slowly fading away. And this dog is chasing after me. I'm like, should I turn around? Like, lead the dog back?
No, lead it to freedom.
And I was like, no, fuck it. It's her fault. And I got somewhere to be.
So. And you know what? The dog deserves to be free.
Yeah. Okay? And then eventually the dog got tired and stopped. And I was like, well, sucks for you, buddy.
You are a weak dog. Even though I have this mechanical advantage, you are weak.
Whatever, he's running with 4 legs.
True facts. I'm only pedaling with 2 legs.
Yeah. Like, come on. He's got more limbs. But yeah, no, that was that. Anyways, the show.
What we've learned today is that dogs are weak shits.
Yes.
Fun garbage animals.
Yes. Yes. That is what we have learned.
Was it a small dog or was it a big dog?
Small.
Oh, okay. That's funny.
It was a small
dog. That's even funnier.
It was a very small dog. That's hilarious. I was surprised it was running as fast as it was, but there you go. So this week, some of you were able to send in some waifus.
Oh, did they really? Is it in the email?
There's some in the emails. I know that some people sent theirs through
Face what? I
Facebook.
know we got one or two through Facebook.
So yeah, continue to send those in. When we have enough, we'll put it
Yeah,
together.
we will aggregate a list,
Yes, so just
a
continue.
Google Sheets, if you will.
Until then, we do have a question that you want.
Yes.
Paul writes in, what is the most batshit crazy anime show topic that ended up making for an awesome show? Is there any way you could suggest it to normies? And if so, how would you pitch it to them? Is there any chance they'll listen to your suggestion? Or will you forever be in the struggle of, no, seriously, it sounds crazy, but it's really
It
good.
totally works, man.
No, wait, where are you going?
Listen. I'm gonna be a hipster right now.
Oh
I'm gonna be
no.
that guy. I'm gonna be that anime fan.
Uh-oh.
And
Uh-oh.
all these bitches, all these lame ass motherfuckers
Okay.
who didn't embrace JoJo when it didn't
Oh
have an anime. I remember I was at school and I was hanging out with my magic crew who all watched anime. I was like, yo, you gotta read this thing. It's called JoJo's Bizarre Adventure. It's fucking rad as shit. And
yeah.
as I explain it, everyone is like, that sounds so dumb. And I wanna say about 95% of those people are now like, yo, anime, like fucking JoJo, it's like one of the best animes ever. It's like,
Okay,
bitch, what
okay.
the fuck?
So you think that is the most batshit crazy setup?
It's not, it's maybe not the most, it's definitely the most bizarre, as in the name, because of just like all the weird shit it does.
Okay.
But I don't know, like the most batshit crazy like stuff comes to mind, like Saint Young Men.
Which one's that again?
Saint Young Men is Jesus and Buddha
Oh, yes.
share an apartment in Tokyo,
Yes, yes, yes,
and
yes,
they
yes,
just
yes,
hang out
yes,
doing
yes.
slice of life bullshit. Like that's super crazy and fun.
Yeah.
What else is
Wait,
there?
let's see. So it's gotta be. There's no way I could suggest it to normies. How would I pitch it to them? Because I know what mine is.
What?
And you're gonna love this answer.
Go.
Hip Whip Girl.
Hip whip? I don't even remember this.
Keijo has to be.
Oh, Keijo is fucking wild bullshit. That might be the one.
That's the
I think Keijo's it.
one. Like, I don't know how I'm supposed to tell somebody to watch
Okay,
that.
bro. All right, listen. Okay, it's really good. It's a sports anime. Oh
Oh yeah.
yeah. So
I
you love
love
sport.
I love sports,
Yo,
bro. Bro, give me the
so you
sports.
know, like you ever see like you know like Free, where like it's all those
Oh,
pretty
swimming. Yeah, but
yeah.
that's you know, that's not my
Yeah, but
thing.
what if it was ladies?
Ladies swimming.
Ladies swimming,
Ladies
right?
swimming. Okay,
Right, but
okay.
also they battled.
Oh,
They
fighting in
fought,
the water?
fighting in the water, or more like fighting on top of the water.
What? Like, what?
And their only weapons are their tits and their ass.
What?
And one girl has a homing butt. And
What?
another girl judo throws a girl with her nipples.
What?
And then there's a fat girl, and her special move is called Batak on Titan.
Bro, I got somewhere to be.
I got people to see, I got
Listen,
places to be.
I gotta play basketball.
Okay, but like listen, hold on, like but even after the anime, there's a whole story arc about how the main character has to deal with her past struggles, right? But her struggles give her erectile dysfunction in her nipples.
Cannot relate.
And she can't get hard, you know?
Oh.
Like she can't do her piercing
Are you
moves.
telling me this girl's tough? Oh, she's one of them. You know, I've been to a chick like that with inverted nipples.
No, like they're out. They gotta be the outies.
Yeah, but she got the inverted though.
Yeah, so like they're just not, they can't get
Oh.
hard, right?
Oh, okay,
So she
yo.
can't do her special
She's
attacks.
not being treated right.
I guess so, you know.
She got to find the right
But through the
guy.
power of friendship, her nipples get hard again.
Friendship.
Yeah.
That, this is a friends with benefits situation now.
No, it's not. It's like, you know, like Naruto, like power of friendship.
Wait, Naruto made Sasuke hard?
I've read some stories that maybe that's the case. I don't
Oh.
know if they're canon. But
Shit.
I've definitely seen some fanfic.net stories.
Oh, fuck. Yeah.
Jiraiya may have come back from the grave.
Oh my God. Oh my God.
Zombie frog penis. That's all I'm saying.
But yeah, it's Keijo. If you haven't watched Keijo, you should watch Keijo.
Keijo's a fucking wild show.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Damn.
There's another one out there, but I don't... The thing is, I didn't finish it because I don't actually think it was good. Like, Keijo, mm-hmm. I actually think is good. But this one was a bit more lewd, and this was Valkyrie Drive.
That one is also Valkyrie Drive Mermaid.
Yes, Mermaid. That's what it was. Valkyrie
you know Drive how Mermaid. You know how I know that?
Because you watched it.
Because I watched it. But also, I bought my friend for his birthday the Blu-ray set.
Wow.
Uncensored, baby.
Oh, my God.
Uncensored 4K titties.
Damn.
I'm also finding, like, a theme around, like, the thing with, like, saying something to normies, like, obviously the most wild shit is gonna be, like, is gonna be sexual reference, right? Because, like, cartoon pornography is still weird.
Yeah.
Right? So if you're gonna be like, yo, bro, like, this girl makes a girl orgasm and then she turns into a machine gun. Mm. And you're like, what? Like, the focus isn't on the machine gun. The focus is on, like, why are you telling me about porn?
Yeah.
Like, I just kind of think of, like, other show premises as, like, of things I don't even know how to explain.
Ah.
Right? Like Fooly Cooly.
Right? Yeah, I don't know how I would explain
like
that.
I understand the underlying message of Fooly Cooly, and I've said it multiple times on the show, so I won't repeat it. But, like, just explaining, like, yeah, so it's this kid, and then he meets a girl from space who has a guitar, and then a robot comes out of his forehead. And it's just like, you're lost there. And then if I go like, oh, it's a metaphor about whatever. And then it's just like, no, bro, it's a robot coming out of his forehead. Mm. And he gets hit by a scooter.
Mm.
Like, how do you even explain that? Or like anything that happens in Space Patrol Luluco.
Oh, yeah.
Like
that makes no sense.
All right. The show is 4 seasons long, but each episode is like 5 minutes and it's 3 episodes a season. Even just that is just like, what the fuck? Why would I? What?
Yeah. Like, yeah. I don't know. There's a lot of just like just really obtuse things. In that sphere. Those are all like Gynex trigger stuff though. Yeah. So.
Or even okay, let's get like Serial Experiments Lane.
Yeah, I don't even know.
Even as an adult, can you explain what that show's about?
Not really.
Same. Fucking same.
I don't know what to tell you.
But yeah, I think for most wild, like the most ludicrous,
yeah.
I think it's gotta be
Keijo.
It's gotta be Keijo.
What a masterpiece.
What a master. I think the top are like, it's got to be Keijo,
mm.
and then it's got to be Valkyrie Drive. It's got some wild ass shit. And then like to keep on the girl train,
yeah.
I think it might have to be Kakegurui. Like,
was that the gambling
that's
one?
That's the gambling one. Yeah, like, yeah, okay, yeah. Let me tell you about this high school. Yeah. But the whole high school is run off of Las Vegas Rules Casino.
Yeah.
And also, you can indenture your fellow students into slave labor through gambling.
Yeah, and the main character gets off on gambling.
Yeah, the main character consistently wants to have her fucking clit touched by casino chips. Like,
yes. 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 It's something.
Anime's awesome.
It sure is.
Anime's dope as fuck.
I love anime. I love anime. Anime's so good. So stupid, but it's so good.
Oh, maybe I should show my girlfriend Keijo.
Oh, you should show her. Maybe I'll show my girlfriend Keijo.
Oh,
we should have a Keijo watch party.
Oh, yes. Double date. Double date, but we're like, hey, we want to like sit you guys down, show you some rad shit.
This is what we do when we're not with you. But we do this together.
Just so you know, when you guys look at like Channing Tatum or whoever like male celebrity you aspire us to be, this is what we aspire you to be.
Oh my God.
We aspire you to have that ass.
Oh.
And also to judo throw people with your titties.
Oh my God.
Have you seen that tweet going around that's just like, men, what's stopping you from looking like this?
Yes.
That's my next tweet. Girls, what's stopping you from doing this?
Yeah. Shit. Well. I feel like Keijo needs to become the unofficial anime of this podcast.
Titty hypnosis.
Titty hypnosis. Oh,
It's the realest superpower.
Hold
it's,
on.
It's the most real superpower it I've is. Ever heard
it
in my
is.
Life.
It is. That's true. And it works on all genders.
It does.
Yeah.
Because boobs are great.
Who's the one who had the drill tits?
Oh, fuck. I don't remember that one. I remember the power. I don't remember who had it.
Yeah. And I think it was the main bad guy at the very end had drill tits.
Yeah.
And then someone had the Gaugaigar attack.
Oh, yeah. I also highly, like, if you're still on the manga train,
yeah.
I highly recommend catching up with the manga of Keijo.
Really?
Because she's in the pros scene now, baby. Oh. And the pros are crazy.
Damn. That sounds very tempting. If I were to read.
Do it.
Mm. Okay, let's go into picks of the week.
Keijo's great.
Let's, yeah, Keijo was a pretty good, whatever.
Did we have another one? I thought we had something else on the Facebook, but I don't remember.
I don't know. I don't.
Do we want to have dead air or just want to keep going?
I feel like we should just have dead air. Because it's my favorite.
Yeah, it's just, you know what's the quality, the most quality sign of a podcast?
Mm.
Dead air.
No, you're right. There was a second question. It was...
Pietro.
From Pietro. Quick update from the anime suggestions we gave him. Okay.
Go.
He'd watched Hunter x Hunter, Food Wars, One Piece, Bleach, and Fairy Tail.
That's 4. Vital information you need to give us, Peter. What are you doing?
Well, he apologizes that he failed to mention this.
Amateur hour.
He wants a newer anime series.
Toriko.
So he ended shonen up watching food. That Time I Got Reincarnated as a Slime.
That's not a shonen.
Slow burn, but it was fantastic. Haikyuu.
Great. Great show.
I knew I could always count on sports anime. Those never fail.
Watch Slam Dunk. It's very good.
A blessing to this wonderful world. Oh my god, this anime is pretty terrible. Wonder why there's so much hype.
I never even heard of this one.
I heard... No, I know what this is about, but no, that was never good. Question for the show.
Wow, this looks like hot garbage.
While I'm working on Haikyuu, I want to try Rising of the Shield Hero because of the hype. Have you watched? Do you recommend?
That's a Vince question.
Me and TJ watched this show religiously.
Yeah, I remember you guys talking about it on the podcast like and all the time.
And it's great. It's pretty great. It's not Demon Slayer great.
No.
But it was almost great in the sense that like we watched it because you were almost... You go in thinking like, oh, it's another one of these isekais. It's got to be garbage.
And then it's not.
But then it's not. And then you kind of keep watching it because you're like, when's it going to become garbage?
And then it didn't.
And it never did. And you're like, it's just been really, like, it's really solid.
It sounds like it's like a good, like, 7 out of 10. Like, it's solid. It's yeah. not great. It's not super good. It's just like, this is a good show. It's above average.
Yeah. Like, it's worth watching if that's the type of show you want to be consuming right now.
Okay.
Oh, don't get me wrong. There are some moments that are, like, buck wild, and you're like, whoa.
What about, did you ever watch... I love my mom and her two-hit multi-target attacks.
That's a bad show.
Ooh.
That's a okay. very bad show.
All right.
That's a very bad show. Very bad show. If you want to watch girls doing stuff, I suggest watching my buddy Machio.
Oh, yes. And how heavy are those dumbbells?
Exactly, because that's a great show
That's to quality watch. Content.
That's quality. If you want to watch girls doing stuff, that's it.
I still love that Gugug video. Of just like, I think we should just have anime girls doing stuff because yeah. it's convinced me to do things.
Yeah, it's great. It's just great. But yeah, so those are his updates on the anime season series. So yes, I definitely recommend watching Rising of the Shield Hero. All
right, cool.
Side note, have you guys ever watched the movie called Flying Cars? It's about a person who is suffering quarter-life crisis. Please give it a try. No need to cover on the show unless you had watched this film. I have not.
I don't want to watch a movie about a quarter life crisis as I'm going through it. as I currently
That's too real.
It's too real right now. I currently picked skateboarding back up, and I'm feeling it. I'm feeling the crisis.
Oh man. Yeah. Okay.
You know what's hard?
Skateboarding.
Skateboarding is hard.
I could have told you that.
I can't kickflip anymore. I'm so sad.
I mean, it's like any skill. You stop practicing, you lose it.
I'll get it back. I'll get it back.
All right. Now we're on to picks of the week.
Go.
So mine's a little bit sad.
Oh.
I've been watching Terrace House.
Oh, I heard about this.
So one of the stars, or the people on the show, I don't believe she was one of the original cast members of the series, but she was on the most recent. Her name was Hana Kimura, and she was a pro wrestler in Japan. But she's like 20, in her early 20s. She's like
22 or something.
Yes, yes. And so she was on that show. And I actually don't really know, because I haven't picked up the most recent season that shows her stuff. But apparently, like, she had, she committed suicide due to online bullying because of the show?
Yeah, that's what I heard, that she was on the show, and then fans took to the internet.
Yeah.
And basically, like...
Ripped her apart.
Ripped her apart, doxed her, I think, at one point.
Yeah.
I don't know if they were, like, releasing street addresses and stuff like that, but she was receiving consistent harassment.
Yeah. And it was just really sad, like, man, so...
It just reminds me of that tweet that Tyler, the Creator, had.
Which one?
It was like... Bro, how is it cyberbullying? Just turn off the computer.
Oh.
Right? Yeah. And it's just like, that's some like boomer ass shit. Yeah, like, it is. I really hate it when like relatives I know too, like talk about cyberbullying. Like it's not this real thing.
Yeah.
And it's like, no, like imagine like the words that affected you as a kid, but you cannot escape it. Like there's literally no escape. It's just every corner you turn, it's people.
Yeah, I mean, I can't imagine what it's like in today's society where, like, everyone has a phone. Like, we've talked about this stuff before, like, social media being so prevalent and whatnot.
Yeah.
Like, when I was in high school, yeah, cyberbullying existed, but back then...
I deleted you off my MSN Messenger, and it was donezo.
Yeah, or, like, I guess for me, like, it actually only existed in a one specific social media platform.
Asian Avenue.
It only existed there. So, like, it wasn't, like, a school-wide thing. It wasn't something... And we could only visit it when we were at home on our own personal computers. So, it's nothing that was, like, something couldn't happen during the day and then, like, whatever.
Yeah.
But, so, it definitely existed, but I can only imagine that today, in today's society, how tough it is to deal with. So, yeah, it's just really sad. So, yeah, sucks. But...
Yeah, it's... That's... I don't know. It's just... I don't have any attachment to this person, like, and I only know her through... either the news or just like her brief stint on the show, but like it's still garbage to hear that, like, it's like, oh, this person like was successful in their dreams and like was trying to be a pro wrestler and doing all their and like was kind of doing everything right, and then some fuck faces online were just like, haha, you stupid fuck, I hate you. And it's just like, you're I want to say the C word so bad. I want to say
you're
it
a
so
bad
bad.
Person
yeah
and yeah so So yeah, I think Terrace House has suspended the rest of the season. So like,
they stopped filming. That's a smart move.
Obviously,
that's
just a smart move. What else were they gonna do?
Yeah.
They want to say that this is a serious matter.
So part of me though is like actually surprised that they did it
because it's Japan.
Because it's Japan.
Yeah.
And like Japan isn't like the biggest on mental health and stuff like that.
I think though it's because Terrace House got its huge following due to it, the Western audience.
Yeah,
right. Ever since it hit Netflix and stuff, so I think they have to. They're getting better. They're more aware of the audiences they're reaching now.
Fair so, enough.
I mean, it's Japan, moving slowly, but they'll get there. My next pick is hey, you remember that Justice League movie?
Yeah. Oh wow, there was. Yeah, I do. I had to think about it. I'm like, there was a Justice League movie, and there was.
There was a Justice League movie.
Yes.
Do you remember when it was out? It came out. You know, a lot of people had been clamoring for, yo, release the director's cut, release the Snyder cut.
Oh yeah, I kept hearing about this, but I didn't really get it.
So the idea is that the feature film cut out a lot of really important sequences and like a lot of things that would help make a better movie. The idea was, it was too long, blah, blah, blah. You know, like all those decisions that are made by top level execs because it's like the market suggests that we should do this, this, and this. So for years, the fans have been like, yo, release the Snyder Cut. Show us what was really supposed to happen. It's kind of like, I guess, when Lord of the Rings had the Lord of the Rings and the extended edition.
Oh, okay.
You know?
And then you watch the extended edition because I ain't no fucking casual.
Exactly. And then you're like, oh, shit, this is what I wanted. Here we go. So it's happening. Weirdly, it's being released on HBO.
Why?
I don't know.
Why?
They paid the most amount of money, so I don't know. I would like to see it, But to be honest, I can't really remember what happened in the movie. So, is this the one where Superman goes bad?
Superman becomes almost Space Hitler.
He wears the black suit,
right? Yeah, and he's just like, I hate everybody and everything sucks and rah, 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 rah.
Okay. All right.
And then he, like, punches the Flash.
He does. He does.
Wait, am I thinking of Injustice? Because I remember Injustice, Superman becomes
evil.
Space Hitler.
No, that's Injustice.
That's Injustice, because the Joker uses Scarecrow gas to make Superman think Lois Lane is the Joker, and then he flies a pregnant Lois Lane into space, yes, and he kills his own wife and baby.
Yes. Yes. No, no. Justice League is Superman is evil.
Kind of.
But I can't remember why.
There was like...
But I do remember the Flash trying to hit him, and Superman does that thing where he's like, I'm just as fast as you, and he stares at him running.
And he slowly looks at his...
Yeah, and then he stops him, and you're like, oh, shit.
And then they also have to do, like, CPR through lightning and alien fluid, I think.
Superman's bad because he comes back to life.
Yeah, that was in his brain's all fucked.
Yes, okay, because he dies at the end of Batman versus Superman.
That movie's forgettable as fuck.
Yeah, I can't remember. Anyways, Snyder Cut's happening, so look forward to that. Right?
I guess. We'll see.
My last one's a bit video game related. Mm-hmm. Obviously, we're in the whole, like, the world's in the whole quarantine, lockdown, stay at home, mm-hmm, look for fun things to do. A lot of things, so a lot of sports have been either canceled, or if they can be, they've been moved to virtual.
Okay.
If they can be.
Yeah.
So, for example, a lot of motorsport has moved to virtual. But not in any, like, in an official capacity, but not in, like, oh, this is replacing, like, the actual title for the series. Mm-hmm. It's just that we're doing a lot of, like, unofficial races, but it's held through official channels.
Yep, yep.
So they're all just exhibition stuff. So this has been going on with a lot of race car drivers because obviously they've been doing that. And a lot of them stream on Twitch. And a lot of them, modern race car drivers, are
19.
Yeah, early 20s, we'll say. Early 20s, you know, they're young. And so they don't, and, you know, and for a lot of them, they look at the video games as a tool to help them learn. But it's not, while yes, some skills do translate, it isn't one-to-one. Obviously, okay, right? Yeah. Like, certain things are there. Like, and for a lot of race car drivers, video games as a sport will never replace the real thing, and they'll just never take it as seriously. Like, it's just how it is.
Even though there's, like, a whole bunch of stuff where, like, was it, they got the best sim drivers in games to do real race cars, yeah, and they, like, did just as well.
Yeah.
And, like, they're totally legitimate ways to practice without killing yourself.
Yeah. But I think there is something to be said for doing it for real and doing it for
I got a pick about video game sports for later,
but. Okay, but anyways, so they've been doing this racing, right? And one of the recent races, I think this past weekend, one of them, we'll say, cheated. Mm-hmm. One of the real, he hired a professional sim driver, like a professional gamer,
yeah,
to race for him, and he didn't turn his stream camera on.
Oh wow.
And but it's not so much that he cheated. He said, I thought this would be fun. Mm-hmm. I'm going to film and see and use it for his YouTube channel and be like, let's see if I could just bolt in a professional gamer and they can keep up with, like, a real. And he's like, I thought it would be fun.
Yeah.
So he did it. The professional sim driver came third.
Yeah.
You know, and he's like, okay, great. But he was racing a lot of real drivers. Mm-hmm. And they're like, you're not. We know you're not who you say you are. You don't drive like him.
Da-da-da. Oh, they could tell just from the driving.
Yeah, your camera isn't on. Like, you're not even saying anything. We know that you're not there. Mm-hmm. So the official organizers looked into his VPN and they looked into, like, his IP address. And, like, turns out, yeah, he basically hired someone from across the country to race for him.
That's hilarious.
So he got disqualified from the race. Mm-hmm. And, like,
obviously.
You don't count. But the shitty thing is, his real team, like, yeah, he drives for Audi,
yeah,
the Audi Motorsport race team.
Yeah.
And they're like, you've cheated. We're dropping you. You're done.
What?
And it's like, what? So remember, this race is Nothing. Like, it means nothing. It's a means of entertainment for the community.
If they win, do they get something?
No.
No prize money?
No.
And then...
It's literally like an exhibition series. What they get is a virtual title.
Oh my god, Vince!
And so what's now happened is a lot of race drivers who are streaming on Twitch,
yeah,
they're just like, oh fuck, we can't even, like, we have to be protective of, like, this stuff too. Like, it's bad enough that we have to be very protective when we're at the real places, yeah, like, in terms of sponsorships and, like, how we act. But if we can't even have fun at home... And so half of the race drivers now have just said, sorry, we're quitting. Like, we can't risk our careers over video games now.
Vince, let me tell you about the work creep, all right? And how that shit is fucking stupid.
Yeah.
And with technology becoming more advanced, like, your work following you home is totally real and it shouldn't.
Yeah, it's wild. Like, it's...
That's the dumbest shit I've heard in a long time.
So the thing is, like, yes, he's racing it, but he's... And I think it's because, like... Even though it's an exhibition race, even though it doesn't really mean anything apart from, like, you're watching your favorite drivers all compete again.
Yeah.
I guess at the end of the day, he's still walking in and being presented as, I am a driver of 8 of this team, and I represent this team.
Yeah, you do, but also, it's not like he just came out and was like, you know what I fucking hate? Black people. Like, he wasn't, like, he wasn't driving a car with a custom paint job of a dick on it.
Yeah.
Like, so, like, he's just like, I want to see if... someone who's not an actual racer can compete with actual racers, right? And sure, there's something to be said about the pretense of, hey, I'm still making it look like it's me,
yeah,
and all that stuff.
Yeah.
But for, like, I don't even know why I'm feeling bad for a fucking millionaire.
Yeah.
But, like, to go as far as being like, oh, you cheated in this thing. Well, you didn't even cheat. It's like, you did this weird thing in a game... in a competition that has no bearing on anything.
Yeah.
And the fact that even fans of the sport, like, only a subsection of them are watching it.
Yeah.
You're fired. Yeah. Like, what the fuck? Like, there must have either been some, like, background shit. Like, they didn't like this kid. Like, maybe there was some back office politics that
I don't know.
Was going on. It was either that or Audi is as dumb as their... driver, or they're as dumb as the people who buy their cars.
Yeah, so, like, I mean, yeah, so a lot of now, you know, young kid or young professional race drivers who are streaming, they're like, sorry guys, I'm not streaming anymore. Like,
yeah,
no more Twitch. Like,
that's done. So stupid.
Yeah,
yeah, at a certain level there shouldn't be repercussions for what you're doing in your spare time.
Yeah, so,
like, up to a point, obviously. Like,
that, oh, for sure, yeah. Like, a crime is a crime, but, yeah. Like, this was just, like, yeah, this really meant nothing. I can't believe he got sacked for it, so.
That's some dumb shit.
Yeah, he says this. He has his Audi Lego car.
That's like when I hear people being like, oh, I found out that an employee at your company follows some person I don't agree with. If you don't fire them, it's an issue. And, like, then they get fired. It's like,
yeah,
companies... these people are flexing on you for no reason and probably don't even use your product.
Yeah.
Like, just shut the fuck up.
Yeah.
Like, have some balls.
Mm.
Have some ovaries. Just man up.
Yeah.
Fuck.
Yeah, that was the one weird piece of...
I don't know. Maybe this is my boomer shit. Maybe I'm getting into that.
No, I think it's really weird. Like, I don't agree with it. It's just one of those stories I read this morning. I was like, that's fucked.
That's super stupid.
That's real fuck. Just as, like, we're starting to see, like, because you know how, like, everyone in sport is so well media trained,
mm-hmm.
and they just seem like
they have to be.
So, like, this was one of those times where it's like, oh, we can see these people just be people.
Yeah.
And now it's like, nah, we're gonna put a stop to that.
And that's the thing too, is, like, entertainment, that shit's sold on personality now. Yeah. Like, I was listening to did you know that Giant Bomb brought back the Hotspot
from GameSpot?
Yeah, they have Giant Bomb Presents the Hotspot.
What?
And it's Brad, Jeff, Alex, and Vinny talking about, like, it's basically them, like, reflecting on past GameSpot days.
How
and, like,
did they get Vinny?
Vinny, it's all telepodcast. Vinny's on part of Giant Bomb East.
Oh, I thought they were all in the same studio.
No. It's okay. All, because they're all, like, doing their podcast from quarantine or whatever.
Oh, okay.
But, yeah, they brought back the Hotspot. And that was the one thing. They talked about how when GameSpot originally opened, they wanted it to be basically like the Wall Street Journal of video games.
Oh yeah,
like it's the editorial we.
Yeah,
like we as an organization believe X, Y, and Z or whatever.
Yes,
right. And the thing that killed that model was the hotspot.
Yes,
because it brought personality into the game,
and it became way more popular.
And it became way more popular, yeah. And it totally killed that like objective corporation we.
Yeah,
right. And like that's what entertainment is now. Entertainment is based on your personality, and the fact that Audi took a driver who did a thing that probably would have got them hella media coverage,
yeah,
and probably did, right? And then their name is attached to that. It's like Madonna, yo, there's no such thing as bad publicity.
Yeah.
And then you're just like, hey, you did this thing that like got us a lot of attention, you're fired. Like, what the fuck?
Yeah, man. I don't know. It's yeah, like I said, I thought it was dumb. And it's just one of those things that felt like kind of was related to what we talked about in this podcast, just because it's like, man.
Now I have more reasons to dislike Audi.
So you want to go buy an Audi?
Listen, I have a theory that as soon as you, like, the people who buy, like, higher-end BMWs, yeah, or Audis,
yeah,
it's like, that's like the car where it's like, I'm almost rich, but I have the ego
that I am rich,
that I am loaded.
Yeah.
So I'm just going to be an asshole when I drive. Because, like,
I mean, you could put Mercedes in there too. Yeah,
I think I could put Mercedes in there too.
Yeah.
But also, like, when I see a Mercedes,
yeah,
I'm like, that's Chinese exchange student money laundering.
That's true.
That's what that is.
That's true. I mean, you're not wrong. You're right. They only buy Mercedes.
They only buy Mercedes. Dude, I saw one in Toronto the other day.
Yeah.
He was in a fucking, like, electric blue,
yeah,
Ferrari.
Whoa.
And I was like, damn, that's real money laundering right there. That's the realest money laundering.
And yeah, it's got to be some mad money laundering. Because I used to have a friend. We'll call him John. No, we won't. That's his real name.
Oh, my God.
We'll call him Steve. He's the heir to a toy company.
An heir?
Like, his dad owns a toy company.
Like, Hasbro? Like, we're talking big name? Like, don't tell me what it is, but is it big name?
It's... he never told me... Actually, yeah, he did. But, like, it's not a toy company, but it's, like, a manufacturing. Like, they were responsible for all
the manufacturing. This is an off-air discussion.
Yeah. And I know that he had, like, a lot of money. Yeah. But he drove a Mazda 3. So, I'm like...
He's trying to keep it low-key.
And so, I'm like, what are these other students doing that, like... They got the Ferraris going on.
They gotta get that money out of China, baby.
Oh, I guess so. I guess so.
Use communism to make your millions by exploiting workers. Damn. And then you live the freedom life.
Damn.
What are you gonna do?
Yeah.
And you keep all your money offshore, so that's you don't get true. Taxed on it. Who gives a shit?
That's true. That's true. So, speaking of that, someone was like, you know, man, you should go, like, so I went to school for accounting.
Yes.
And someone was like, Vince, you know, you should try and get a job in, like, the Cayman Islands. I heard they pay the accountants well there.
Yeah, I wonder why.
I said, oh, really?
No shit. Or do you think I should move to Sweden, too? The fuck?
They're like, wait, why? I'm like, you ever hear the term offshore accounts?
Well, what was the fucking... Wasn't there, like, a Cayman Islands file that got leaked on, yes, WikiLeaks? Like,
yeah. And they're like, oh, is that what that means? And I'm like,
fuck off. That's like, I'm so rich, I'm just oblivious to the world. Like, fuck you. Kiss my ass.
Anyways, those were my picks. What are your picks?
I'm going to start with the sports one.
Ooh.
So recently was the Madden Bowl Championship.
Excuse me?
You never heard? You know, esports are hot right now, Vince.
For football?
For footy.
Footy got their Super Bowl this year. They were not affected at all.
Yeah, but now they got... The Madden Super Bowl. Oh, they got the Madden Bowl Championship, baby.
What are they bowling about?
They're playing Madden. Oh. And they're playing for $65,000.
They're not playing NFL Blitz?
Oh, I fucking wish. Hell yeah. Just like NFL Blitz 2000. Yeah. Yeah, man. Yeah. That's the ultimate
football. The only one game that matters.
Damn, baby.
That and NBA Jam 97.
True facts. These are the truest facts you've ever spit about video games.
I know. It's
true. These are the hottest of takes.
Yes.
But yeah, Madden Bowl, like, it doesn't matter. Okay. Yeah. It doesn't fucking matter that Madden Bowl had a championship. What matters is that the champions, Rydell Brito, he beat everyone. He became numero uno champion in this, going 17-0.
Wow.
Did not throw a single pass.
No!
Because he did not draft a single QB.
Wait, so then how did he...
He only did running plays.
So he had no quarterback?
So in this thing, you have a salary cap.
So he has the best runners.
So he has... He just... The quarterback is the star player.
Yeah, that's who...
They get paid the most money.
But if he doesn't have a quarterback...
His quarterback expenses were $0. And so he spent it on everything else. And he only did running plays.
See, that's where, like, the idea of sports as a virtual piece of entertainment kind of breaks.
Yeah, because it's, like, pure stats and pure numbers.
Because then it's like, we can micromanage it. Or, like, we can min-max this, right? Yeah. It's like, you can't do that in real life.
But what if you could?
Yeah, but the minute some team tried to do that, it would work once.
Look at the way NBA is now, man. It's all threes. It's all threes. I know. Who dunks anymore? Fucking nobody.
That's true.
Right, one player changed the game and it changed the league, and now it's even more boring than it already was.
Wow, that's the one way to win.
That's fucking awesome.
Yeah, good for him.
Other than that, let's see. There's a, you know, G2A, G2A.com.
No,
it's what's called a gray marketplace.
Okay,
for video games.
Oh, and, I know gray marketplaces. Yeah,
yeah, and so they sell
official stuff,
Steam, but it's not through... keys and game keys, yes, and whatever. But it's not through, like, official markets. So normally what they do is that they'll buy keys on wholesale from a developer.
Yeah.
Or from other wherever, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And they just get them, collect them, and then resell them back to the consumer at
a discounted rate.
Discounted rate.
Yes.
So G2A recently got fucking busted.
For what?
So a while ago, they were under fire for saying that this company, they sell illegally obtained game keys. And... Okay. G2A fired back, and they're like, listen, if you think that we sell game keys, tell us, as a developer, tell us. And within a certain amount of time, if it becomes true, we will pay you 10 times the value of your game keys for what we buy and what we've bought.
10 times the value?
10 times the value. So if,
oh, no.
Right? And, dude,
oh, no.
They got busted. They're selling illegal game keys. But only one developer took the offer. And it was the developer for the game Factorio on Steam, which is basically like a fucking like industrial simulation, like micromanager style game.
Wow, so they got
They got paid $40,000for all their stolen game keys. But, like, it's kind of crazy, too, because here's a quote from, like, the news story was on Polygon, but I'll just do it before I get to my opinion.
Sure.
So G2A responded, and they said, quote, we would like to be the first to admit that in our formative years as a company, we took too long to recognize that a small number of individuals were abusing our marketplace. However, the criticisms we received... was the wake-up call we needed.
Mm.
And over the last year, we've totally been committed to tackling any incidents of fraud on our site. So that's a very PR fucking crafted message.
Yes.
And I'm totally sure they fucking knew that they were selling illegal keys. Because at the end of the day, it's like fucking Ticketmaster. Who gives a shit? It's so... Like, my opinion part on this is it's so hard to track these things. Like, you don't have a physical trail. You just have a fucking digital code that exists in the ether.
Mm.
And it's just like, how the fuck do I follow that? Mm. Like a text file? Like, what the fuck am I supposed to do with this?
I don't know, man.
And it's crazy. I don't know. Gray market stuff in the physical world is really easy to, like, just keep track of.
Yeah, for sure.
Right? But gray market in the digital world is just like, oh, we found the fucking seed that makes your game keys.
Yeah.
So we just generated our own.
Mm.
Right? Like, there's so many weird things that you can get around. And it's just, it's kind of changing the way of, like, digital landscapes.
Mm.
I think we're definitely going to, like, at least until security gets to a point. But I feel like we're going to get to a point in, like, digital shopping. To where, instead of a storefront, you're going to have to download an individual app for every single store you ever visit or want to buy from.
You think so?
Like, I highly doubt there'll be, like, a department store app. Or, like, the Bay has one, but I mean, like, in terms of gray market.
Oh. Yeah. Okay.
Right, like, I don't know how else you're going to keep track of your own product unless you do that. Yeah. Right? Like, sure, you can sell on, like, Steam or whatever because that's all regulated, but other than that, like, what are you going to do? Mm. It's kind of nuts. Mm. E3's canceled. We've covered it many times.
Yep.
But
BlizzCon's canceled.
All that stuff is canceled. You know, it's not canceled. Summer Games Fest, because it's new. It just started. And also, they are going to, like, I went off topic there. My brain just went like a mile a minute. I shouldn't have had that iced coffee. Kotaku has released a list of all the digital events for gaming going to happen within the summer. So May 26th, yesterday, was the Wholesome Direct, which is a bunch of indie games that are specifically wholesome games, like feel-good games.
All platforms,
whatever it's on. Probably mostly PC. IGN Expo, June 5th.
Okay.
Guerrilla Collective.
What?
Yeah. Co-host. It's all indie games. It's not Guerrilla Killzone.
Okay.
But it's spelt the same way.
Oh.
So it's a showcase of indie and mid-size video games hosted by Greg Miller.
Gross.
So that's happening on June 6th. Also June 6th, PC Game Show.
Okay.
You know, PC games. Steam Game Festival. June 9th through June 14th. CD Projekt Red, Night City Wire. June 11th.
Night City Wire?
I don't know what that means.
It's cyberpunk.
I assume it's just, here's cyberpunk news.
Yeah.
Here's animated genitalia. Mm. EA Play Live for all your sports game needs. Also June 11th.
Yeah.
Day of the Devs, the indie game one run by Double Fine, June 22nd. Sega New Game Plus Expo.
That's a cool name.
June 23rd. Ubisoft Forward, July 12th. And finally, Microsoft, the Xbox conference, July. It just says July.
July.
I was kind of bummed before that E3 is to the wayside, but...
Well, now you get all this information.
Now I get all this fucking information, all directly from the companies themselves. And, like, from companies who couldn't afford to go to E3, or if they went to E3, it probably wouldn't have been a big showing anyways.
Yeah.
So, that's sick as fuck. Mm. Hell yeah.
Video games!
On top of that, there was a page leaked from, I think it was PlayStation Magazine UK.
Okay.
Of the upcoming PS5 video games.
Okay.
You want me to go through the whole list? I want to say there's like 20.
Fire them.
All right. A Rat's Quest.
Nope.
Assassin's Creed Valhalla.
Okay.
Battlefield 6.
Ooh.
Something called Chorus.
Nope.
Publisher Deep Silver.
Nope. Ooh, Deep Silver. Nope.
But they're the publisher, remember? They're not the developer.
Ah, okay.
It's not some Saints Row shit.
Okay.
Something called Chorus.
Don't worry about
it. I don't know what that is. Signy? All Guns Blazing.
Nah.
Oh, Rezo Guns. Why does every console launch have to have at least...
A twin stick shooter?
One twin stick shooter.
Because like, that's the best way to show off
how,
the tech.
How many pixels can I put? Dauntless. The worst Monster Hunter. Dirt 5.
Okay.
Dragon Age 4.
Was there not a 4?
I don't know if this was released, like, even announced.
Dragon Age 4?
4.
1, 2, Origins. No, Dragon Age... No, first one was Origins. Dragon Age 2.
Mm-hmm.
Wasn't there a 3?
Inquisition!
Oh, yes. I did like Inquisition.
I didn't like the first game, so I just didn't play any of them.
People love the first game.
Yeah, I didn't like it.
Because that was the one that was the most, like, Baldur's Gate.
Yeah, maybe I didn't like playing it on a controller.
Oh, but, yeah, it was better on PC.
Yeah, but I did not enjoy playing it on my PS3.
Mm, okay.
So I guess that's a leak. I don't know, because I haven't heard anything about Dragon Age 4.
Okay.
Dying Light 2.
Nah.
FIFA 21.
Nah.
Godfall. I don't know what that is. Nah. Gods and Monsters, Gothic remake, Madden 21, baby.
Yeah.
I don't know that. Something called Micro Man.
Micro Man.
Yeah. Okay. Moonray, NHL 21.
Okay.
Nth to the power of zero, Infinity Reborn.
Nth to the power
of zero. NTH to the power of zero.
So one Infinity Reborn?
Yes.
Okay.
The alternate universe dimension hopping RPG promises realistic swordplay that has no health bars.
Okay.
Observer, Outriders, that new People Can Fly game, the guys who brought you Bulletstorm.
Right, right.
Path of Exile 2.
Okay.
Some game called Psy Hotel. Quantum Error. Doom meets Control. That's a really weird. Okay. Rainbow Six Quarantine.
Oh, yes. How apt.
An expansion turn-based spinoff.
Turn-based?
Yeah, that uses Siege gameplay. That uses Rainbow. It uses Rainbow Six Siege gameplay, which is a competitive multiplayer shooter, but turn-based.
You know what this is?
It's XCOM. What is it?
It's Valkyria Chronicles.
Oh, shit, baby. Hell yeah. I'm going to run up to a door and wall peek.
Yes.
Fuck yeah.
And that's your turn.
Rainbow Six Siege.
Of course. And
Redo. I don't know what Redo is.
Okay.
But it's like, here's like 20 games.
Collectively disappointed.
Only like two of them I really care about. Like, who gives a shit?
Maybe I shouldn't buy a PlayStation.
I don't know if I'm going to buy one at launch, man. I think that is a trap.
Damn.
I feel like I learned my lesson with the PS4 when I waited till that Destiny bundle. Now it's fucking value. White PS4, white controller came with Destiny 1.
Yeah.
And then I was disappointed.
Yes.
Hours in the loot cave?
Yes. I remember.
And then the last one is, I don't know. I think it's cool.
Okay.
You won't. The Samurai Showdown Neo Geo Collection.
Yeah, okay, you're right on that. I won't think it's cool.
So, they don't have not one, not two.
But
not,
five.
Not three, but seven. Samurai Showdown games in one package. And previously, really the only reliable way to have like a package deal was on the PS2. There's a Samurai Showdown collection that like the price is fucking skyrocketed since it came out. I think $100 to buy it.
Shit.
Like complete in box. But now that this is coming out, it's gonna fucking tank. Because because this game comes with Samurai Showdown, Samurai Showdown 2,
Showdown,
Samurai Showdown 3.
Three.
Samurai Showdown 4.
14.
Amakusa's Revenge.
Oh.
Samurai Showdown 5.
Cinco.
Samurai Showdown 5 Special.
5 Special.
That was released on the Xbox.
5 Special.
5 Special.
Oh, shit. Okay.
And the never for before released, stuck in development hell since the Neo Geo, Samurai Showdown 5 Perfect.
Oh. That was way less exciting. I thought we were about to have a Star Fox 2 situation, but you're like, nah, no.
No, here's the third strike.
Yeah, of I was gonna Samurai say, Showdown. Thank you. Yeah. Okay.
Okay. So it is the ultimate version of Samurai Showdown.
Okay.
And it's gonna have online net play. It's gonna use which is big in the fighting game community now, which is rollback net code.
Yes.
So I don't know. It looks fucking sick, and I love Samurai Showdown.
Wow.
If you guys haven't had a chance to play the new one, like, it's the fighting game for people who don't want to rely on combos. Like, if you're just, like, bad at executing combos, but you got hella mind games, Samurai Showdown is the game for you.
I feel like I should play this game, but then I feel like I'll get too into it.
What, you don't want to kill people in two hits?
I do.
See?
I do.
Yo, this is just the fucking chess of video games, man. The chess of fighting games. It's like, oh shit. Oh, you got combos for days in fucking Blaze Blue? I don't give a shit. I'm Hal Maru and I killed you in two heart slashes. Kiss my ass.
I found out that like that's my number one strategy now when I'm playing Smash Brothers with like my mainstream coworkers.
Yeah. Who like don't play.
Yeah, and it's just like I got all the mind games. I got this.
you're spiking at the edge, yeah. You're doing all the thing. Yeah.
I'm like, oh, you want to come back?
Are
no.
Are you like edge resetting? Like you're jumping off the
Yes. Nice. Like I'm doing it all.
I like
they're just like that's so cheap. I'm like, no, that's how you win.
get good scrub.
Yeah.
My favorite is when you're playing against people who don't really know how to play and you pick Mario and you just cape them at the edge. Like they're coming back, cape. Yeah. Just like, what the fuck?
Yeah. Yep.
Or my favorite in the new one is just picking Ganondorf. Because if you press B, neutral B, his Falcon Punch has super armor.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
So people just normal attack into it, and then you go, boom, you're dead.
That's right, because Falcons doesn't.
It's so cheap. Yeah, I love it. Wizard Punch for days. But yeah, those are my picks. Samurai Showdown, fuck yeah.
Cool.
It's cool beats.
Cool. Okay, so going to our weeks, mine's pretty short. I'll pick up from last week. I watched the last 5 episodes of Gurren Lagann.
Oh, wait, hold on.
What?
I got to do some live Samurai Showdown Gal Fighters.
Why? What happened?
Because I just saw some news. No way. No way. Bruh.
What?
There's a legendary game called SNK Gal Fighters.
I've heard.
Where... it's just...
the girls.
Girls.
Yes.
And sometimes it's girl versions of male characters.
What?
But other times it's a girl called Miss X. But really, it's just Iori in drag.
Yes.
And they're coming out with a fucking port. It was leaked by the Korean ratings board.
A port to...
the Switch.
Oh.
They're going to release a Switch port of the fucking SNK Gal Fighters.
Oh.
In what the fuck? Hell yeah. I'm down.
Mm.
Fuck yeah.
Mm.
Well, this is old. This is in April. How did I not know about this? Is this out?
It could be. I don't think so. No. It's a summer game.
Bruh.
Am I right? Or am I right? Tell me I'm right.
You know when this was released?
When?
2000. On the Neo Geo Pocket Color.
Wow. 2000?
In 2000, baby. Is that out? Is it out? Oh, shit. It is out. Where's my Switch? TJ, you got a Switch. Buy SNK Gal Fighters right now, and I will e-transfer you some money.
I need to see it.
I need to see it. Fuck yeah. Okay, now we can continue this pertinent news. I needed to know.
Okay. So last week I talked about watching Gurren Lagann on my Blu-ray.
Yes.
Looks beautiful. I watched the final 5 episodes.
Also beautiful?
God, it's so good.
How good?
God, it's so good. I love that show. Yeah, and I definitely am on the second half is better than the first. I am there now.
I have to rewatch it, but I think I was on the second half.
Yeah.
When I originally watched it.
I do remember, and I know a lot of people are fans of Kitan.
Mm-hmm.
And I get it. I get his appeal.
Mm-hmm.
But I think my actual favorite character is Viral. Viral. The Beast Man.
Oh, the white-haired Beast Man?
Yeah.
It's pretty dope.
He's fucking awesome. And I forgot that he has a bromance with Simon. Or Simon. And I love it. I'm so into it.
He's fucking dope as shit. Hell yeah.
He's the fucking best. He's my favorite now. Okay, so that was that. And then I had to choose on my Blu-rays of what I wanted to watch next.
Mm-hmm.
I was looking at Gridman. SSSS Gridman.
Mm-hmm.
Luluco. I just got the Promar movie. Or Kill la Kill.
Mm.
As you can tell, they're all Trigger.
They're all good, too.
I watched all Kill la Kill again.
All of it?
I watched all of Kill la Kill.
One to done,
and I didn't know that when they released it originally on DVD and Blu-ray, there was an extra episode.
I'm sorry, what?
There's a graduation ceremony.
Give me the Blu-ray. The Blu-ray.
There's a graduation ceremony episode.
Give me the Blu-ray.
And it is very much similar to the Forza graduation ceremony.
Oh my god. This sounds great.
And if you remember, they're both written by the same person, so...
that's why Forza is the best comic writer.
Yes. Kill la Kill is amazing. It is definitely, though, like... I guess I forgot just how, like... silly it was.
Bro, they try to kill her by making her into tempura. And then they accidentally throw the students in. And the students become tempura. Instead of being, just terribly burned alive.
But, like, I forgot that... you know how, like, Mako's the Joe character?
Yeah.
I forgot they actually used her and her jokiness for real plots.
Yeah.
Like,
dude, She's fucking Jotaro. She gets the Fight Club school. How can you forget?
No, not that. Like, you know, like, every episode she does that thing where she was like, she was, wait!
And she does the hands. And she does the monologue. Yeah. And she always, like, accentuates her boobs.
Yeah, and she does that, like, in the most serious moments. And they use it as an actual, like, storytelling.
Lesson learned.
Yeah, segment. And it's just like, this is really silly.
I think my favorite part of that show is Gamagori's slow but sure,
yes,
like, switch from, like, I think I like the dumb girl.
To, like, I must protect her.
I must protect the dummy.
But, yeah, Satsuki is my favorite still.
She stands on a tower for half the show with a sword.
The fucking heel click. Oh, my God.
So good.
Oh my God. Mwah. Yes.
Delicious.
She is wonderful. But yeah, no, Kill la Kill looks amazing on Blu-ray. It's wild. It's wild.
Give me the Blu-ray.
Okay, sure.
Give me the Blu-ray.
Sure. It's good. And then I was like, okay, now more than that, I should probably watch something else on the Blu-ray backlog. Mm-hmm. And I put in Gridman and then loaded up Crunchyroll and watched Gundam Seed.
I put in Gridman and then loaded up a different thing. And also, I saw this on Twitter. Why the fuck are you watching Gundam Seed? Isn't that show hot garbage?
Gundam Seed Destiny is hot garbage.
Okay. All right.
I never finished Seed, but I always liked Seed for, like... Okay, I liked...
Is Seed the one with crazy names? Or is that Wing?
Oh, that's Wing.
Okay,
like
Wing, Wing
Hero
is...
and Duo?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. That's Hero. All that's right, Wing. Seed's the one with Kira Yamato.
Oh, yes. And the guy with the mask.
They all... Right? There's a mask in every series.
Okay,
all
right.
But this is the series... Kira, it's... Okay, there's two...
How do I explain this?
Gundam Seed is the one where, like, there's a bad guy, like a Char character, mm-hmm. but there's also a rival character.
Yeah.
You know, like, how, like, most shonen... Like, how there's Naruto and Sasuke?
Yeah.
So Seed has one of those, and I've always loved the Sasuke type in it. His name's Othrin. Okay. Othrin Zala. He has a hot pink suit.
That sounds cool.
Yeah, and the main character can never beat him. The only way he can beat him, from my memory, is he latches onto him and hits self-destruct on his Gundam.
That's hilarious.
Is the only way I ever remember him beating
that's so funny.
His rival.
That's great.
So that's that. But no, I never finished it, and I just, like, you know, one day I should do it, and I have it. And now it's in HD, widescreen, and I'm like, I will watch it.
I can watch the trash in 1080p.
And going from, like, Gurren Lagann and Kill la Kill all the way back to Gundam, that. Whoa. I cannot binge this show because it is one of those that's like, I have to sit here and listen and digest. And I thought, in my mind, Gundam Seed was only 25 episodes.
Mm-hmm.
It is 50.
Oh my God.
Because I thought it was Gundam Seed and then Seed Destiny.
But it's no, it's Seed.
But it is Seed
and then more Seed.
And then more Seed Destiny. And there's collectively, I think, like 100 episodes.
Oh my God.
I think I'm just going to try and tackle Seed, and we'll see what happens with Destiny, but yes.
Okay.
That's where I'm at. Yes. It's been something.
Which one of the Zetas is bad? Is it both of them?
Double Zeta.
Double Zeta is bad?
Zeta, like Zeta Gundam,
yeah.
is considered by many as the greatest Gundam series.
Is that the one with
in
the
In terms
hot
of
queen?
Narrative.
With the red-haired princess lady?
What's her name? I know you're talking about. Yes.
Okay,
all
right.
It's the one where the hero gets bitch slapped. It's the one where where's a guy who is Char, but I'm not really Char. But what if I told you?
But
what if I was Char? Let's say, for the sake of an argument, I was Char. That's what Zeta is.
Okay.
Yeah, there you go. But that was my week. I didn't play any video games. I didn't do really anything else.
Yeah, because you fucking binge anime forever.
Old Vince is back where I'm just going through anime.
Do it, baby. I like it.
I think it's only going to last as long as this quarantine.
No. Listen, you got to keep the habits.
Once I can go outside, I'm over. It's done.
You got to keep those habits, baby.
Yeah. That was my week.
In my week, I played video games.
I hope so.
I played video games. So I'll start off with the ones I played a little bit of. So I played this game called Rad.
Okay.
It's by Double Fine.
Yeah.
And it's a roguelike. And the story is that in the far-flung future, there was not one, but two apocalypses. Apocalypse?
Hmm.
Apocalypses?
Oui.
I don't know. But the first one, as they say in the story, the first one was like, yeah, we kind of fucked up. We probably deserve that. But the second one was like, oh, come on. Come on, for real? Like, that's actually how the story lays it out. And so what it is like the whole world is pretty much irradiated.
Yes.
And you're slowly running out of supplies. So it's time for you to move camps. But the only way to do that is to cross the vast unknown of radiated Earth.
Okay.
And there were a series of like robots that after the first apocalypse, a bunch of the humans made in order to protect people and to stop a second apocalypse from coming.
Okay.
They built a bunch of shit, and then all of a sudden, just for no reason, they just disappeared. And they're like, I don't know where they went. Mm. They just kind of abandoned you.
Fair enough.
So, but there's one robot who stayed with the humans, and he tells like, hey, it is up to the youth of our nation to go out there and explore and to find new camps and to figure out this mystery because, or else your whole race is going to die.
Mm.
And so that basically puts it into like how you pick your character. There's a bunch of preset characters.
Yeah.
And the robot gives you the power of rad.
Power of rad.
Of rad, like radiation.
Right?
Like the power of rad. So when you go out, you not only are you immune to the radiation that's just in the air,
okay,
but your body can absorb the radiation and modify yourself in different ways.
I see.
And so you become this like weird bio mutant.
Okay.
As you get power ups. So like one was I grew up like a mushroom on my head that had holes.
Mm.
And if I pressed space bar, it shot air out.
Mm.
And then the air pushed enemies back. So I could push bosses away from me. Yeah. I could push enemies off of cliffs and stuff like that. Another one was I got a tail that laid eggs.
Yeah.
And it laid spiders with my face. And then the spiders with my face would attack other people.
Okay.
And stuff like that. And so you get all these kind of like weird, gross powers. Your main weapon is just like a fucking techno bat. Like it's like a baseball bat.
Yes.
And you use that, you can get ranged attacks and stuff like that. It's pretty good. I'm not going to say it's like fucking Rogue Legacy level. It's not like roguelike up there with the best of them games. But it is a fun time killer. Like just kind of go in, do whatever.
Okay.
Hang out, get cool power-ups, see how your run goes.
Sounds...
It's rad.
Okay.
It's cool. I really enjoyed it. I if you like those kind of games and you're kind of itching for one, I got it on sale. So maybe wait for a sale, but I kind of like it. I'm still playing it. Like, I played some today. It's one of those things where I'm just like, this is totally okay, but I'm also not stopping playing it. Like, I'm just continuing to play an hour here, 30 minutes there, just stuff like that.
Cool.
The other one I played a little bit of was Terraria.
Oh, you played this.
So Terraria had its final patch.
Yeah.
And a bunch of my friends were like, Anthony, buy Terraria. And I'm like, yeah, sure, okay. And then I went on to the store page, and it's like, you've owned Terraria for
Since day one, four years.
And I'm like, oh, shit, okay, I guess.
It was part of one of those bundles.
Yeah, it's part of one of those bundles, and I guess I have it now. I don't know. But yeah, it's a huge patch. All my friends are saying it's like, it's the final patch, and there's like so much shit to do in this game. If you don't know what Terraria is, it's think of Minecraft, but 2D. So you get a bunch of stuff to mine down. You get pickaxes, you get shovels or whatever.
For sure.
You go collect minerals to make more shit, then you dive deeper to make better shit.
Yes.
But it's like if, I don't know any other way to put this, but it's like if Minecraft had Disgaea levels of grinding. And progression, where you start off mining for stuff, and then you get a sword,
yeah,
and then you can go out kill zombies and do whatever.
Yeah.
But then eventually it's just like, oh, I have I'm making a bee build, where I have bee armor, and it lets me carry more bees, and I have a bee gun, and I have a passive where if I get hit, I shoot bees.
I see.
Or it's like, oh, I'm doing a yo-yo build. Where I shoot a yo-yo at people, but then I buy these counterweight power-ups where when I throw out one yo-yo, it then throws out like 20 yo-yos. And then the yo-yos kill a flying skeleton that has guns for limbs.
Wow. What?
The fuck? Oh, then I dug down super deep and now I'm in hell.
Well, okay.
It's a fucking wild game.
It doesn't sound normal,
but yeah, okay. It sounds insane. It's Minecraft on crack, and I totally understand why my friends are totally into it, but I think I decided to play it with the wrong group of people because they've been playing this game for years, like hundreds and hundreds of hours. And they're like, you know, what do we need to do? We need to play this game with the hard modifier, but also putting it on the hardest difficulty because we've already done this game so many times before. And then I go in not knowing how to do jack shit. And it's just like, oh, they build stuff for me. And then I do something. Or it's like, oh, I haven't played in like 2 days. And their server is so far ahead from what it was 2 days ago that I'm just totally lost. And it's like, I'm relearning a whole new game again.
Yes.
So it's just like, if I want to get into this, I need to go into it by myself and like figure it out. But I don't feel like it.
That's what sucks. Yeah. Games nowadays require so much investment.
And it's that whole thing of like games as a service, right? Like
you have to make a choice.
Single player games are going down in the wayside. But speaking of single player games.
Oh, yes.
I finished the GTA 5 story.
Oh, right. You were playing
this. I was playing that. I like that game.
Well, I hope you did.
That's a good game. But it did make me yearn to play San Andreas again.
Okay.
I want to hear fucking Samuel Jackson as a cop. I want to be CJ. I want to battle with the ballas. I want to live my suburban white boy gangster dreams. I want to live in a gangster's paradise with no actual harm to me.
Of course.
Of course.
Who doesn't?
And it's cool. I did find one secret though. Like, someone had mentioned like, Anthony, look up this thing, and like, you can find CJ in Grand Theft Auto 5 as an Easter egg.
Oh, really?
But it's his grave.
Oh.
You find a shovel in a certain area, and then it tells you to go to an unmarked grave, and then you dig it, and then it's here lies CJ, and there's a hole in the casket with his face, and you get a set of keys, and then you can go to his home on Grove Street.
Whoa.
And then that becomes a hideout.
Cool.
And then you kill the guy living there and then take his home.
Wow. That sucks. Wow.
But Grand Theft Auto 5, even after I beat the story, I kind of played it like I played those games when I was a kid. It was a nice going back where it's just like, I'm just going to go fuck around in the world. I'm going to put in cheat codes. I'm going to do dumb shit. I'm going to try and find secrets. It's a lot harder to find secrets in these games now because the maps are so huge. But it's cool to just like, oh man, I wonder how long I can survive in the military base. And it's just like, man, like 4 seconds.
Yep. Yep.
I literally died in the animation of stealing the jet. And stuff like that. So it's fun just to experiment in those games, I guess.
Sure.
And then the other single player one is something you beat doubly last week, but I started playing Resident Evil 2.
Yeah.
Having come off of Persona 5, which is a fucking 90-hour insane... I don't even know what the fuck to call that, but it's like, it's just this insane content dump of a game.
Yeah.
Right? There's so much shit to do.
Yeah.
It's kind of relieving, I guess, to just play a nice, like, tightly packed, like, 6-hour game.
Yeah.
Everything in that game is quality, top to bottom. Like, every puzzle you do, how the maps are set out. Some of the story is hella campy.
Yeah.
Right? Oh, hella. Yeah. It's the fucking G-virus. Yeah. Remember the T-virus? It's that, but better.
Yeah.
Right? And all that stuff. But the way they've reimagined Resident Evil 2... The way, like, Tyrant comes at you, like, he doesn't even have to be in the room with you. You just hear his footsteps on another floor, and you're like, fuck that. I don't want to go anywhere near that. Right? Stuff like that.
Yeah.
They've definitely managed to make a game tense and scary, A, without using jump scares. Like, I think there's maybe, like, one or two. And B, having modernized controls where you don't feel like a tank.
Yeah.
And that's crazy to me in modern day that you can have this like well controlled game and have it still feel scary. Like having these lickers be fucking deadly as shit. Having this constant threat, right? Whether it be the G virus mutant or it be Tyrant walking around doing whatever.
Yeah, the mutant's something else.
That's a quality fucking game, man. It's pretty good. That's super good.
It's pretty good.
I'm gonna go through Claire's second run.
Yeah.
And then I think I'm just gonna do all four.
Wow.
Because that game's cool as fuck.
Yeah.
I don't know if I'm gonna go as far as like doing all the side stories and stuff like that. Maybe it depends on how I feel. But that is a quality fucking game. And even like, I remember people like shitting on it because it's like, this was like a 5-hour game, whatever. Yeah. But it's like, dude, it's not about the length. It's like, this is like a well-crafted piece of entertainment.
Yeah. So I heard 3 is better.
In terms of everything. Quality?
Length? Yeah, everything. Quality, but okay. It's shorter.
Oh, it's shorter than 5. Like, I beat it in like 5 hours, 12 minutes.
Because a lot of my friends bought it on day one. They're like, that was way better than 2, but it was shorter.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. And just like, man, that whole like length of time equals quality argument is totally bunk garbage.
Yeah. Yeah. But like, speaking of that game, like, yeah, there is one thing that they do in 2 that they address in, or that they change in 3 that we've seen from the trailers that I'm not looking forward to. Because when Tyrant would come,
yeah,
I would just go to a safe room.
Oh, yeah. You just like hang out in the safe room and be like, I'm done.
Yeah, I'll just wait. But in 3 they have it so that Nemesis can break into your safe room.
Ew.
Yeah.
Gross.
So he can kill you as you're saving.
Like I could be typing in a typewriter and then he just punches me. Yeah. So the thing is in Resident Evil 3 the original, I remember Nemesis like he was kind of a constant threat, but it was like scripted threats. Where if you killed him in that instance, he showed up, you got something. Yeah. Is it the same? Or is it like Tyrant in 2? Because Tyrant in 2 is just everywhere, and he's unkillable.
Yes.
Right?
I have no idea, but we'll see what happens when we get there.
Fair enough.
Yeah, but yeah, so good. You like Resident Evil
2? Yeah, it's really good. I'm going to try and get through the rest of that. What else did I do? Oh, I watched Farscape.
Okay.
That is it mid-2000s?
Is it 2000s?
Is it that recent? Oh, here it is. The first episode was 1999.
Okay, yes.
And the last episode is 2003.
That was like the era of, Andromeda? Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I think so. This show, I know why my... So we had our marathon day, our virtual quarantine marathon day. Mm. And one of my friends picked this. I now know why he loves this show so much.
Why?
Because it is campy, like B-level sci-fi. And I think my biggest complaint about this show is the fact that each episode is pretty much self-contained.
Yeah.
Right? There are certain things like character relationships and like how strong their bond is and stuff like that that carry episode to episode. But really, you can kind of jump into any episode of Farscape and then kind of get what's happening.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, okay.
Like maybe other than why is the main character here? Mm. Right? Because he's some... astronaut who went through a wormhole and ended up in some different whatever. But my biggest gripe about the show is that not only are all the episodes self-contained, but also like sometimes character motivation and lessons learned are also self-contained within the episode, never to be used again.
Aww.
Because the show will willfully like things they have established in like the last episode. They'll just ignore it.
Mm.
And then be like, we need him to act this way because that's how the story is going to work. And if it doesn't work that way, then the story sucks.
Ah.
So there was one episode where a bunch of the people are promised by this doctor. And it says like, oh, hey, if you get me the arm of this type of alien, I can give you a star map based on your DNA that will get you back to your home planet by avoiding all the fucking space police that are trying to kill you. And they're like, oh shit, hell yeah, I'm gonna do that. And they go to this pilot who's controlling their ship and they fucking rip off his arm and then they sell it to the limb trader.
Fuck.
Right? They just straight up do it. They're like, hey, I don't give a fuck about you. You're a servant. Like, that's literally, your species is built to serve. So give me your arm. You have 4 of them anyways. They rip it off and do whatever, and they spend like a whole episode of just like, even though we're all from different whatever, it's like we're still a part of a team. Like, how the fuck could you do that to somebody? And then the one alien guy is like, why are you not mad because they ripped off your arm? And he's all like, I have no other choice. It's either I stay on my planet forever or I get to explore the galaxy. This is a price I have to pay. And it's the whole episode is like learning to deal with other cultures respectively, right? And then in the very next episode, the character, the exact same character who ripped off the fucking pilot's arm, gets mad at the Earth character because he's like, how could you put yourself before the crew? And it's like, bitch, what the fuck are you talking about? You just ripped off a dude's arm, you idiot.
Oh, I see where that can be. Yeah, okay.
Right?
And it's a little like, frustrating.
Yeah, and it's
like, not consistent on there.
It's not consistent at all. And especially because all these episodes are like an hour long.
Yeah.
Right? And they spend so much time building up all these lessons and really driving it home. And into the next episode, they're like, yeah, but that was last episode. This is this episode. It's different.
Fair enough. Fair enough.
And that it was kind of a really big gripe for me, but it's fun. I definitely enjoyed watching it with people who enjoy that type of sci-fi, but I don't think I would watch it on my own.
Yeah.
It was an enjoyable show, though, other than every time I had a fucking plot hole. I'm just like, what are these people doing?
Yeah,
what are these writers doing?
Farscape.
It's very campy. If you like campy sci-fi.
I do,
like
but
Battlestar
I also,
Galactica and stuff like that.
Yeah. Have you seen Battlestar?
No.
Battlestar is not as campy as...
I imagine all those shows to be exactly like this.
Because Battlestar is great.
I imagine this show to be... It's the space equivalent of Xena.
No, Battlestar's not like that. Okay, no.
You know what I'm talking about? Like that era of television?
Yeah, oh, but you know what? That's all... Yeah, okay. It's all good, though.
It's all good in the hood. Xena Warrior Princess, dope as shit.
Yeah.
That girl looked like China. Was that China?
China.
Was China Xena?
No.
No?
No. If you see her like outside the Xena costume, you'd be like, holy shit, that's Xena?
You're a different person?
Yeah.
Okay, all right. All these white people look the same. I don't know.
Whoa. Whoa. How are you going to disrespect my people like that?
Your people. Listen, as a Filipino, as a minority, I can say whatever I want. And then if you say something, I can cancel you.
Oh, shit.
And then the last thing I've been doing, I talked about before, but I've been reading this book. It's called Talking to Strangers.
Yes.
It's by Malcolm Gladwell.
Mm-hmm.
And the whole book is about what we get wrong about talking to other people and like what assumptions we make. And it starts off with this, with the situation in the States where I forget her name, but a lady was pulled over by a police officer for speeding. And it was like, fucking like 5 miles over the speed limit, like absolutely nothing. And she got really nervous. And the situation went from routine traffic stop to the cop shot and killed her in her car.
Whoa.
and he said like he was getting frustrated because she was showing all kinds of disrespect, smoking in the car, stuff like that, not following certain orders. And then she got shifty, so she thought she might have a gun and stuff like that. And it just escalated into murder. Right. And it uses that as a foundation to talk about like when you talk to another person, like what is like why do you think so differently about other people and why are we so bad at interacting with other people? And it goes into all kinds of like really cool things. There's one, it's called they talk about the truth default theory.
Yeah.
And there was an experiment where people were given a list of words, but they were incomplete. So it'd be like the letter D, two dashes, and the letter M. And you have to fill in that word. And then whatever you fill in, it's what you, it's like how you're feeling, like what kind of personality you are and stuff that. And, this one's called asymmetrical analysis in society.
Okay.
And basically what the test proved, or not really proves, because like human psychology isn't.
But basically, it's the observations that were made.
Basically, the observations that were made is that people assume that they have greater knowledge of a person, of another, than the other has about themselves.
Of course.
Right?
Of course.
Of course. So, like...
Of fucking course.
What happened was, like, when people did their own test, and then the people would be like, hey, or the scientists conducting the test would be like, hey, like, analyze your own test. Like, what does this say about you? And every single time, without fail, they were just like, don't know. It's just words. It doesn't really mean anything. It doesn't. Maybe it could be my state of mind. I don't. Mm. It's whatever. Yeah. But then when it came to, here is a stranger sheet. What do you think about this sheet? And it'd be like, oh, for bank, like, or for the B-K, they put bank. So they're probably like super obsessed about money and like whatever. And they don't even realize that they're in a contradiction.
Yeah.
Of just like, you just said these words mean nothing. But yeah. Then when you see other people's, you're making all these wild assumptions about them. Oh, based on absolutely nothing.
Yeah.
Right. And then the other one was the truth default theory, which is when you meet another person and they're telling you information, by default, you believe they're telling the truth until you get to know them more. And they used the situation in the 90s of a Cuban spy who infiltrated like US government intelligence and almost became the director of some organization. Yeah. And even they didn't know she was lying and that she was this, right? Even though there's so many like red flags, as they say. But what the study has found is that it's not that there is a red flag and then it makes me not trust you. It's that there aren't enough. And it doesn't even matter like how severe the flag is. It's like strictly based on number of flags, right? And it's just like people like to give people who are on the same team the benefit of the doubt, right? Up to a certain point. And it's why like she had such an easy time as a spy, not because she was a good spy, but because our culture is around giving you the benefit of the doubt up to a certain point.
Oh, absolutely.
Right. Yeah. And then in like hindsight 2020, they're like, oh, there's so many situations where I should have known, but I just didn't.
Yeah.
Because it was like one instance in a thing of hundreds.
Yeah.
It's a really cool book.
You know, that's pretty cool. Because it's like a lot of things I think we all face in normal social interactions.
Yeah.
Like,
and it's totally applicable too.
Yeah. Like, right? You know what? It's funny you say this because last night I was talking with, me and my girlfriend were talking, and we're talking about just like conversations happening on the office, and like how sometimes like people will come up and they make all these assumptions about you based off of one fact that you've told them. Like, for example, it's like
everyone thinks they're the fucking like Detective Conan of figuring people out,
right? Like, I have a friend who, for whatever, let's just say she has dated a lot more than I.
Okay.
And suddenly she feels like she knows more about that topic than I do. Mm-hmm. And like,
based on like one piece of information.
Basically, because like I've told her like, oh, like I've dated this many people. But I never told her anything beyond that. Like, it's like, I never told her about relationships or whatever. But because she's dated more, she obviously thinks she's the god and she needs to be able to tell me everything. And it's one of those situations where it's like, but you know one aspect, right? And it's like, you don't know.
You only know, you know literal just the quantity of people. You don't know how long those relationships were.
And it works with every topic. And I feel like everyone faces these sort of situations day to day.
And like, it's not like, because we know we're not guilty of it. Like, I'm reading this book and I'm like, oh, fuck, I totally do that.
Totally. Right? Yeah, no, I've definitely done it before. I try not to now. Like, I try to like, what's the expression? Keep both eyes open?
Yeah,
I don't know. Something like that. We're looking from their perspective. But it does get pretty annoying though when that happens, but the person who's doing it becomes very, let's say, aggressive with their with what they're trying to preach to you.
Mm.
You know, and it'd be great if everyone had more self-awareness.
It would be. I think it's asking a lot though. But it's a really cool book. It's written by John Ronson.
Yeah.
He had another book I really like called The Psychopath Test.
Yeah.
And he just he tried to figure out if he could like just through like sight alone, again, judging other people based on traits.
Ah.
If he could figure out if certain people were sociopaths and psychopaths and stuff like that.
Just based on visuals?
Based on like actions, based on wording, on emotional responses.
I was like, you're gonna look at someone's face and call that? Like, that's bold.
that's a bold shit.
Yeah.
But he writes really interesting kind of like social theory books.
Sounds like cool analysis, like
It's pretty great. I really enjoy it. Highly recommend it.
Cool.
And that's been my week. I've been surprisingly busy doing stuff.
Cool.
Yeah.
And that's it for the show then. We'll see you guys next week.
Oh, yeah. We don't have Anime Club.
No, we don't.
We're just done.
Yes.
Okay. Send in your waifus.
See ya.
Thanks. Bye.